This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Pennsylvania's largest solar energy farm will sit on a former coal mine and coal plant, the shuttered Homer City Coal Plant. The Mineral Basin Solar Project has been awarded $90 million and will be located on 2,700 acres of the former coal mining land in Clearfield County, Pennsylvania. The new solar energy farm will fill a critical electricity generation gap following Pennsylvania's largest coal plant's closure last July. Renewable energy developer Swift Current Energy will build a utility-scale 402-megawatt solar farm capable of producing enough clean energy to power 75,000 homes. Swift Current Energy says that it's considering adopting off-site battery energy storage for the project. The Mineral Basin Solar Project will serve as a pilot project for the company, which plans to develop around 1,000 megawatts of solar energy plants on former coal mine sites in the Appalachian region over the next 5 years. The federal funding for the solar farm was announced by the U.S. Department of Energy and came from money already earmarked by the Biden administration's bipartisan infrastructure law. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm said, "Thanks to the President's Investing in America agenda, DOE is helping deploy clean energy solutions on current and former mine land across the country, supporting jobs and economic development in the areas hit hardest by our evolving energy landscape." Smartphones can be a distraction, especially in schools, so a small school district in South Central Montana, the Park City School District, is enacting a new cell phone policy for students. Park City is a town 20 miles southwest of Billings. The Park City School District now requires students to lock their phones in signal-blocking pouches called Yonder pouches to prevent use of the cell or smartphone during the school day. Students can stop by unlocking stations during lunch and after school when cell phone use is allowed. Park City Schools Superintendent Don Gabrowska said, "The bags have a magnetic clip that shuts, and so the students just carry their cell phone around with them. They just don't get to use it." Superintendent Gabrowska says the reasons behind the policy are twofold. First, it eliminates distractions for students, he said. "When the phone buzzes, kids are lost on their focus, so they're not paying attention to what's going on," said Grabowska. Preventing cyberbullying is another reason for the new policy. Grabowska says the district noticed that bullying on social media and via smartphones was more rampant at the beginning of the school year. The superintendent said, "We had harassment, bullying, the social media stuff that happens." Parent Melaine Bartholomew has 4 kids in the Park City School District. She said, "I like it because it gives more attention for the kids to actually listen to the teacher." Bartholomew added, "My daughter felt like kids were a little more active, like in PE yesterday, because there weren't kids sitting on their phones," she said. Park City is the first school district in Montana to try the new program, but there's already evidence that it works. The program is in more than 1,000 U.S. schools. Yonder says that 83% of the 1,200 schools they partnered with last year reported improvements in student engagement. Much larger school districts like the Clark County School District in Las Vegas, Nevada, also is using the signal-blocking cell phone pouches to minimize academic dishonesty, reduce distractions, encourage responsible device use, and limit concerns with social media accounts. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.